This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Welcome to Bill Brady's Lock and Load Radio. I'm Rob Morse from Self Defense Gun Stories Podcast.
And I'm Bob Main from the Handgun World Podcast. These are the AR-500 Armor Studios.
Bill's at SHOT Show this week. That's the shooting, hunting, and outdoor trade show in Las Vegas. Bill's just having a great old time with about 60,000 friends he didn't know he had, but he's loving it. He'll report in the start of the third hour. Until then, we have some guests I'm really eager to talk to.
Yeah, me too. And next hour, we have Brian Aitken with us. He was maliciously prosecuted for being a gun owner traveling through New Jersey. Dishonest cops and prosecutors threw him in jail, and his charges would have put him in the state pen. But he was recently pardoned by the governor.
We have Dan Waz with us. He wrote a book titled Good Gun, Bad Guy. And he meant, just listen to that title. He means it. Now, Dan's played music. He works in home inspection and real estate. And he just got fed up and tired of the lies, the distorted picture, if you will, told about gun owners. It didn't fit the people he knew. Now, Dan, welcome to Lock and Load Radio.
Hey, fellas, thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
Yeah, Dan, glad to have you.
Dan, would you call it propaganda when you listen to the way news media talks about guns?
Well, I think most of it is, because most of the narrative on guns is an anti-gun narrative. I mean, you hear terms like Wild West, where they want you to think that gun owners are just running around wild and irresponsible with firearms and everyone's in danger. They want you to think that there's going to be shootouts in the produce section. They want you to think there's going to be shootouts because of road rage. So Wild West is one of the things. They'll use terms like the term gun violence. Just that alone is a form of propaganda. It's something that they keep pushing because they want you to associate violence with guns. We know it's not true. We know that there's no such thing as gun violence. Rather, there's human violence, and that's what we should be focusing on.
Dan, before you go, you said something really interesting. Now, we started – that's actually a detour from where I expected you to go. You remind me of a card player I knew. You and me had a similar hobby. You like to study how people make decisions. So – We're all looking at the same set of facts, and rather than argue facts, how are – I'm going to call them anti-rights people, the gun confiscationists. Try and say that quickly. What are they thinking that justifies their crazy, distorted thinking about pretty ordinary gun owners?
Well, the justification – is interesting. There are two things here. Let me talk about the justification first.
Dan, you can break it down into 3, 4, or 5 things. Okay. I think you're the expert on this. You're bringing me something that's new.
Yeah, right. Take it away.
I just there's just some things that I noticed in my life with the way the gun narrative started to unfold in front of me, where I was able to see it. But the justification part, how do they justify themselves? How do they justify their actions and stuff? And really, the way they do it is they have convinced themselves that they're the good guys. Mm-hmm. That's a huge thing, because when you're the good guy, you're righteous. You're out there saving the world. You know, you're keeping people safe. But they've been seriously misled by an anti-gun radical group, and so to make them think that they are doing a good thing. In fact, they're doing a bad thing. They're making people putting people in more danger. But here's the thing. You talked about the belief. So we talk about the belief of people. Like, where does it start? How do people
see? We want to call it a dogma, a religion, an ideology, but it's a big package when you think of.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, because here's what happens. I mean, people, it starts with the belief of people, what their beliefs are on any given topic. And then their beliefs will form their thoughts. So beliefs come first, I believe. And then your thoughts on a daily basis will come next based on the beliefs that you hold. And then your thoughts will lead to your actions and your decisions and your choices. So, but how do those beliefs start? You know, because one person might believe guns are there and they protect their family. Another person might believe that guns are the cause of all that's evil in the world. So where do those beliefs start? Well, I think those beliefs start in the family, in the schools, and with the media that is constantly surrounding us, or the media that we're subscribing to, or the politicians that we're subscribing to, or the ideology or the political positioning that we are subscribing to. And on the liberal left, on the left side of politics, there seems to be a massive amount of misleading information. I even go as far as calling it brainwashing, because they are doing everything they possibly can to convince people that guns are dangerous and gun owners are irresponsibly putting everyone in danger.
Dan, go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, I'd like to ask Dan a question. This, what you just said, I think is very important, where they're categorizing gun owners as kind of being like we're a bunch of nut jobs, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, do you see that?
Oh, absolutely. Well, that's part of it. See, one thing that I figured out and that I learned by watching is that the anti-gun radicals want people to fear guns, which keeps them away from guns, keeps them away from learning, keeps them away from the range. It keeps them totally distant from getting actual data, because once we get the data on guns, the fear goes away. That's just a natural thing.
Because it keeps guns as an abstract.
Exactly. It keeps it as an abstract, and it keeps people unknowledgeable about them. So they don't know. So they're still scared because they're constantly being fed with scary scenarios. So that's the one part. They want you to fear the gun, and then they want you to hate gun owners. They are effectively training people to look at gun owners in a hateful way, because there are people out there, anti-gunners, who truly believe in their heart that gun owners are reckless and dangerous and violent. And we know the truth, and we pound our fists on the table trying to get them to see reality. But they've been so convinced, and that propaganda and the rhetoric that the anti-gun left feeds them constantly on a daily basis is very powerful stuff.
Yeah, it is.
Is this more than confirmation bias? And by that, I mean, if I told you to look quickly at something, at a headline, you'd see what you expect to see. And if the headline was about something completely unexpected, you have to stop and reread it several times to go, whoa, that's not what I expected. You're saying this prejudice might go farther than that.
Yeah, well, you brought up headlines, and that's a good thing. I'll give you an example. This is from my new book, Good Gun, Bad Guy 2, Destroying the Anti-Gun Narrative. And the headline piece is great. I got these two headlines right here, and I'll read this right from the book. The first one was from Fox News, published September 6th, 2016. The headline read, Chicago surpasses 500th homicide in 2016. Okay. Now let me read the one from USA Today, published right around the same time. It was in April of 16. And this is what they said. And then we can decipher the differences.
We will after we come back from this break.
Perfect.
Bill Frady's Lock and Load Radio.
Thank you. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com. DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Bill Frady's Lock and Load Radio, sitting in for Bill tonight. I'm Bob Main from the Handgun World Podcast.
I'm Rob Morse from Self-Defense Gun Stories. We have Dan Waz with us. Dan, you were contrasting two bits of news, and I'm reluctant to call it that. Maybe it was more like propaganda, because you thought, wow, you just think there's a battle for our minds.
Oh, absolutely there is. I'll give you those headlines again. The first one was Fox News, and it said, Chicago surpasses 500th homicide in 2016. All right. Pretty factual. The USA Today headline said, Chicago's murder rate soars 72% in 2016, and shootings up more than 88%. You can see the difference. Mm-hmm. Chicago wants you to know that homicides are up. I'm sorry. Fox wants you to know homicides are up. Chicago surpasses 500 homicide in 2016. But USA Today makes sure that they add the shootings part. They want you to know, and this isn't necessarily homicides up because of shootings, but they do add that in there. So here it is again. Chicago's murder rate soars 72% in 2016, shootings up more than 88%. They want to make sure you know that. And that's what we talk about. That's what I talk about when we're talking about bias. It's about setting the stage so people associate violence with guns.
Dan, it sounds to me like they're trying to differentiate between murders and shootings.
Let's see. Chicago, well, it could look like that too. Yeah. You could give people the facts and you could say, okay, the murder rate is up. But when you add shootings more than 88%, you're adding another piece that doesn't necessarily, apply. The murder rate might not be just guns. There can be all sorts of different reasons or ways people murder people, but they want to basically add the fact that they want to get the guns in there just to make sure that
what it sounds like.
One thing that I've always thought about Chicago is that the politicians who promote that misinformation game, that shell game of hiding statistics, they're describing their own failure. The city's dying.
People are leaving.
Yeah,
you know?
That's true. They
why? Are. Why would they say? You know, unemployment soars, drug addiction soars, family formation tumbles, illegal immigrants with record criminal backgrounds now on the streets of Chicago. Oh, yeah, I guess that might justify why there are more drug gangs shooting drug gangs. You know, that's not a pretty picture. Instead, you say, gosh, look at all the homicides. To me, it seems more of a political distraction. But you think it's more than just you're seeing past the politics. You're seeing what that enables politicians to do later.
Enables politicians, because if they don't have this terrible, you know, gun violence, and I use that, put that in quotes, that horrible term that they use, if they don't have it, they need to create it, because if they don't have it, they can't push their, you know, more restrictions. This is for the same reason why after a Sandy Hook incident, the first thing they do is roll that AR-15 across your TV screen. And they say, this is the problem. This is why this happened. We know it's not because of a rifle, but they want you to associate that with so they can further restrict your gun rights.
Yeah, Dan, you know, what I meant by my last comment was it sounds to me like that headline by the USA Today was trying to make it sound also like there's good people out there that are shooting people up in Chicago. That's kind of what they made it sound like, you know. And we all know that that's not the truth, but is that kind of how you see it?
I didn't see it like that, but yeah, shooting's up more than 88%. Yeah, you would think, oh, well, geez, well, people are going crazy with these guns, you know, these guns.
Yeah, there's blood in the streets in Chicago because of all the good people out there with guns shooting things up. That's what the crime people think.
Right.
Well, you know, another interesting thing, you talked about Chicago, and I'll give you just a few stats. I don't like to talk about statistics. We got all the statistics in our favor, but, you know, gun owners do. But this is an interesting one. You'll hear, you know, 30,000 gun-related deaths. Okay, and that's where the antis stop. 30,000 gun-related deaths. We got to get rid of these guns. Well, the truth is 19,500 of those are suicides, and 4,500 of those are law enforcement related. In other words, good guys killing bad guys. And there's a tiny, tiny amount of 900 that are accidental discharge. The actual homicides, the number of homicides in America per year, are about 5,100. Now, of course, we don't want any. But what they do is they stop at the 30,000, and they want you to think that it's all violent people and violent guns and all. But so here's the thing. And when you take those 5,100 homicides and you really look at where they're coming from 25% of those 5,100 homicides, gun-related homicides, are coming from four cities: Chicago, Baltimore, Detroit, and D.C. So you have to kind of look at 25%. Of the gun-related homicides are coming from these Democrat-run, highly gun-restricted areas, you might want to start to look at the failed liberal policies that are running those cities.
Dan, we have just a little over 30 seconds. Where do you think this propaganda war is going, and how do we fight it now that you've made us sensitive to it?
I like what we're doing right now with our president. I think President Trump's doing a fantastic job by calling him out as fake news. When it's fake, they need to be called out. And that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to expose people to the tactics and strategies of my book. And I think everybody should call them out as soon as you hear the nonsense.
We have just over a little bit of a where do they find you? Do you have a blog besides your books? What else are you doing?
The best way to find me is at the Good Gun Bad Guy website. It's goodgunbadguy.com or goodgunbadguy.net. If you want to purchase either Good Gun Bad Guy or Good Gun Bad Guy 2, you can go to Amazon and search it out.
Dan Waz, it's been great having you. We're going to have you back. When we come back, Bob and I will kick around a little bit of the news. We'll talk to Brian Aiken at the top of the next hour. Welcome. It's great to have you at Bill Frady's Lock and Load Radio.
Samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hey, guys, pardon the advertising interruption to your radio program. Do yourself a favor and please listen carefully. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or other male prescriptions in the last few years, you need to hear about Noxetril, the super pill that will transform your sex life forever. You see, Noxetril has been formulated and developed in U.S. FDA labs, and it's the real deal. Noxetril works, period. Strong results that increase blood flow fast. And best of all, there are no side effects like prescription meds. After years of research, the developers of Noxetril got it right. This remarkable pill is off the charts. Right now, we encourage you to take advantage of our incredible free bottle offer. So what are you waiting for? Noxetril. It's that good.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxetril while supplies last. Call 1-800-993-2380. That's 800-993-2380. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-993-2380. 800-993-2380.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Welcome back to Bill Brady's Lock and Load Radio. I'm Bob from Silver Fence Gun Stories Podcast.
And I'm Bob Main from the Handgun World podcast.
It was great to have Dan Waz with us. I wanted to talk about news that we know is real, news without the propaganda. And in this case, you know, it's always news when bad things happen, but in this case, when good things happen. A Maplewood, Minnesota liquor store clerk, stopped an armed robbery. He didn't use harsh language. He killed his attacker. Follow me through here, though. The shooting was in just before 7 p.m., not that late. There were two employees in the store when two men ran into the store wearing masks, announced a robbery, and one of them was waving a gun. Okay, sounds absolutely stock and trade, right out of Hollywood casting, right? Right out of the newspapers. And then one of them started beating the female liquor store clerk. Yikes. That's not what you read every day. The second employee then moved into action. He had his concealed carry permit. He wasn't gonna fight them over the till. He saw his friend getting beaten. Our friend had a carry permit and he was armed. The armed clerk shot the man attacking the female clerk. Well, that changed everybody's plans. Both robbers ran from the store. Police found the wounded robber, a couple blocks away. He'd run away. They scooped him up, got EMS there, got him to a local hospital where he died. Now, he'd recently come to the St. Paul area from Chicago. Chicago keeps telling us that guns from other states cause violence in Chicago. And here we see where people from Chicago cause violence in other states when they arrive. Our friend had a lengthy criminal history in Illinois, including, you know, robbery and theft. Now, here's what I find interesting. Our clerk had a permit to carry, so he could carry at work. And you don't need a permit in Minnesota to carry at work. You just, employees are allowed to carry on their job site. But now this is where reality rears its head. It really, really helps to have your permit so you're not an inadvertent lawbreaker as you travel to and from and gun in a box and gun not in a box. Bob, you've seen similar things. In fact, many of your students face the same sort of question.
Yeah, perhaps they have. One of the things about this story, Rob, that really kind of gets my attention, maybe it will for you and the listeners, the second employee had his concealed carry permit, and he was armed. First of all, it takes a lot of guts to put yourself in and intervene in a situation like this. But the most important thing is he was armed. He had his gun. So many people have a concealed carry permit, and they don't carry their gun.
That's right. Yeah. What do you think that is? Maybe 20% of us? 20 out of 100?
Ooh. You know, I'd say it's probably less than 10% of the people who actually have a permit carry their gun.
Wow.
It's a shame. I mean, it really is. Matter of fact, our guest coming up in the next hour, Carl Wren, he has some real good statistics on that, so I'll be sure to ask him that.
Now, come on. You know, Dan said we're not going to win this battle with statistics. I think he's right. But you're absolutely right. I mean, it's like saying, oh, yeah, I went and took a first aid course. Of course, I don't have any of the materials that I need to save the life of my child, my family, my neighbors. Yeah, you have to be dressed and ready to play, not just willing.
I took the course, but I didn't bring my tourniquet with me, and I didn't bring my bandages and things like that. When Dan said we're not going to win with statistics, I think he was kind of talking about the good guy versus bad guy statistics. What I'm going to ask Carl is to talk about how many people are carrying out there. He's actually done some research on that. How many people actually have their gun with them? In this case, in this story that we just talked about, it worked out great because the person had a gun and he was able to. Isn't it interesting how robbers change their mind when a good guy pulls out a gun?
Well, what bothers me is, we're depending on mercy from the merciless. We're saying, okay, you're violent people. We'll give you what you ask for. And then they go, hey, you know what? I don't need your permission. I can take it, and I can take anything else I want, including your life, because you can't defend yourself. I think they get drunk on power. It's a very ugly picture of the human condition. Policemen have told me that by the time a criminal gets involved in violent crime, they've typically seen him for lots and lots of nonviolent crimes. He's climbing the ladder of violent escalation, which is, wow.
Yeah, and since we're talking about police, where were the police in this incident? It says that they found the wounded robber nearby after the fact. I'm not picking on police whatsoever, but they don't have the time. They weren't there. They couldn't stop this. It took a good guy to stop this.
Bob, unless you have a hidden panic button that you can hit as the guy walks in. Now, imagine the two clerks. It's late at night. Maybe they're the only two in the store.
Yeah.
They're busy stocking the shelves. They're not next to maybe the panic button that's at the cash register.
Yeah, they're busy working. And I'm not picking on police. I'm just trying to say they can't be there all the time.
Well, it's not even, you can't even call the police often until the event is over.
That's exactly right.
So even, I mean, suppose police, you know, were wearing the cape, they're Superman, they can get there interesting instantaneously, but you call them too late. Hi, go get the guys who are three blocks away around two corners.
They've already robbed the place and beat someone, and go hunt them down now. The crime's already been committed. That works great, doesn't it?
Well, who first told you to carry, Bob? Did you read about it? In my case, it was a police officer.
What motivated me to carry was a very close encounter with a potential bad guy. That's a story all in and of itself, but that's what motivated
personal,
me.
So in your case, it was personal experience. In my case, it was another man who has tremendous personal experience with violence, a police officer. Violence is his stock and trade. You know, he goes, guys want to fight with me every day, and lots of days they do it. And he was saying, there are bad people out in the world, Rob. You need to carry to protect the people you love.
Yeah. And, that's
and he's an expert, and I believed him.
That's a good that came from a police officer. That's because he knows you're going to be your first line of defense.
The next story is talking about new gun owners. Let's talk about it for just a second, and we'll finish the rest of the story after the break. You've heard the claim that there are fewer and fewer gun owners in the United States. They're just a bunch of us old men who are buying. We're hoarding. We're buying billions of guns, but there are only five of us.
That's funny.
It's not true. And we've got the data to prove that it's not true. And what's so fascinating to me, our colleague Ben Branham likes to call it inadvertent consequences. It's the states that don't like guns that made us keep records that proved how many new gun owners there are. Bob, before we take a break, we're 30 seconds away. Remind people where they can learn more about Bob May.
They can learn more about me at handgunworld.com. My podcast is called Handgun World Podcast. I carry a gun because I can't carry a cop, like our previous story. And I just keep things real. So come listen to my show.
You talk about stories like this, but you also do some gear reviews and some training tips, don't you?
I do a lot of gear reviews and training tips. I try to stay away from politics, stay away from news, and just talk about guns and training and self-defense.
We'll say more when we come back with Bill Frady's Lock and Load Radio.
Cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Lock and Load Radio. I'm Bob Main, sitting in for Bill tonight. I'm from the Handgun World podcast, and Rob Morse from Self Defense Gun Stories is with us. I'd like to start this segment by talking about the claim that there are fewer and fewer gun owners out there, but that's not really the truth. Record gun sales are going on, but still the anti-rights talking heads keep telling us that we're all by ourselves. Nobody wants guns. You know, but that's a lie. And, you know, some states force us. They force us to keep records about gun purchases. Fortunately, I don't live in one of those states. But that means that they're providing data about who we are and what we're doing and how we're growing. And 40% of the people who bought a handgun, listen to this, I'll say this again, 40% of the people who bought a handgun were first-time gun buyers. And after the attacks in San Bernardino, that climbed up to almost 60% of the new gun buyers were buying their first gun. Rob, what do you think about that?
Well, yeah, Bob, I want to stop you there because not only were they buying their first gun, a lot of them are women and minorities. They're the fastest-growing segment of gun owners. And when you think about it, that makes perfect sense. A bunch of thieves don't go out and go, hey, let's go get in a fight. I know, let's go try and rob a bunch of the linemen on a football team. That'll work out. They go, hey, see that co-ed late at night with her hands full of books in one hand, shopping bag in the other from the grocery store? I bet I can grab her backpack and run, and she can't do anything. Of course, women and the minorities live in our inner cities. Our inner cities are dangerous. Hey, but Bob, don't you have this data for yourself? It could be true that only us old guys are buying guns, and we're buying our 20th gun or our 200th gun. Not me, but. And that means we're the only guys going out to get training. Who do you see as your students, Bob?
Yeah, that's it. It's just us old guys. That's it. We're loading our safes full of guns, right? And there's nothing else going on. No, 40% of them are first-time gun buyers. Yeah, some of them are my students. And, you know, they get the gun, some of them, hopefully all of them, but it doesn't work out that way. They get the gun and they think, okay, I need to really know how to use this. And I'm not just talking about how to load it and how to chamber around it, how to fire it, but how to use it to save their life. A lot of people are wanting to learn that.
But Bob, break that down. What are the baby steps you have to take somebody through? Because let's face it, New Year's resolutions. Let's see, it's almost the end of January. A lot of them that got made have already been broken. You're wondering why you got the gym membership, and you're wondering when it's going to be warm enough for you to go to the range to follow up on that New Year's resolution you made to make you and your family safe.
Yeah. So your question is,
what are the baby steps that I need to learn? I mean, okay, I've got this gun. It's on the shelf. I got it a couple years ago. It's dusty now. What do I need to do?
Well, you do need to know the basics of how does your gun work. I would strongly recommend finding a basic handgun class, like the NRA has a basic pistol class. And a lot of times the instructor, and I've done this before with my students, they'll just start with, okay, here's how you put ammunition in the magazine. Here's what a magazine is. Here's how you put the magazine into your gun. Here's how you chamber a round, and here's how you fire a round on target. And if it takes an hour or an hour and a half for me to get my students up to speed, I'll start there.
Now, Bob, you say that like it's so simple. But you and I have been at lots of classes where guys have said, yeah, I've had this gun for years. And you go, okay, here, load it for me. And now unload it. And you go, that's really interesting what you did. Can we do that without pointing the gun at you or me?
Yeah, but I have found that it really doesn't take very long to get students up to speed and teach them how to do all that. It really doesn't. I mean, usually it's less than an hour if they're paying attention.
No, I absolutely guarantee that they can get it in that amount of time.
Yeah.
But for it to become automatic.
Oh,
Bob,
yeah,
if we went back and asked your students 2 months after they took your class to come back and do that drill that they did perfectly with you, it's not going to be so pretty unless they've practiced.
Yeah, I was just going to say that depends on if they've practiced. If they came to my class, paid me the money, took my class, went home, put their gun in the safe, and never touched it again for 2 months, yeah, then they probably wouldn't be much better than when they came to class.
And okay, so safe gun handling, and that just means great. That's your learner's permit. You can take it to the range. What happens next?
Well, you get your permit, you take it to the range, you sign. I'm a big, huge proponent of signing up for a class with a real instructor that's going to teach you how to use that gun. Not Uncle Bubba, and also not your concealed carry class. Your concealed carry class was not training. It was not how to use that gun in self-defense. All you did, if you have to shoot, because there are some states that don't require that you shoot to get your license, but if you live in a state where you have to shoot, all that did was prove to the instructor that you know which end of the gun the bullet comes out of.
So you filled the check mark with the state, but not the one for the guy who's going to necessarily attack you and from whom you need to defend yourself.
Exactly. Matter of fact, a lot of us don't realize that most bad guys on the street have more training than the good guys.
Ah, say that again.
Most bad guys have more training than the good guys. They get their training from the violent streets. It's a fact.
In other words, they rob people for a living.
And they commit violence for a living. Yeah, you're right. And they have more training than the average good person carrying a gun.
Wow.
It's shocking, but, you know, I'm on live lock and load radio. I'm not lying about that. It's shocking, but that's true.
How many of your students, I'm going to call them, are recent victims and reluctant self-defense advocates?
Thank God, I don't have students who are recent victims. Not that I know of, anyway. None of them have ever emailed me or called me and said that they had to use what I taught them in real life. And hopefully nobody has to do that.
I'm what I was imagining, you know, somebody I know, my neighbor was attacked, and therefore I thought I needed to dust off my gun. because I realize that evil's real. And so they end up in one of your classes.
Yeah, lots of people do that. We get a lot of people coming to our classes. Every time an event happens, every time there's some kind of an event.
Did you see a big surge in classes after the Sutherland church shooting? Because that was your neighborhood.
Well, what we see it was Sutherland Springs, Texas, very close to San Antonio. What we saw was a lot of people either trying to sign up or want to learn more about church security. That's what we saw after that incident.
A friend of mine said, I think this is trying to find light in the darkness. It's horrible when churches are attacked. It breaks all of our hearts.
Yeah.
But he said all those people who got their carry permit and didn't carry because the world seemed safe were reminded that they had to carry. Even in places, maybe they had to go dust off the rule book and find out that they could carry at church and that was a place where they needed to carry more than ever.
Yeah, and some states you have to have permission from the church to carry in church. But what we're finding is after that incident, churches are waking up and they are realizing how vulnerable they are. And the parishioners are realizing how vulnerable they are sitting in church. It's unfortunate, but that's the truth.
Did you remember we had Greg Hopkins talk about that last night?
Last night.
The parishioners that are leading this push.
Yes.
A pastor was inviting some new potential parishioners to attend his church, and they went, "Do you have armed security? Are you a safe place to go?" And about the third time the pastor heard that, he went, "Ooh, if I'm going to get new people in the pews, I need to make sure they're safe. I need to stand up my security team."
I'm going to withhold names from what I'm about to say, but there are a few churches in my area that had 30-06 signs up. What that means in Texas is that means you can't carry in here. And after the recent Sutherland Springs shooting, those signs came down.
We've got a guest, Brian Aitken, with us. He'll be here right after the break. This is Bill Frady's Lock and Load Radio.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system. Solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.